Today I'm reporting from high atop a mountain, and boy, it's freezing here.
And I'm reporting from the valley below, where it's even colder, Yael.
No way, Don. Everyone knows it's colder on mountains. That's because in the bottom 10 or so miles of the atmosphere, air mixes vertically. Cold air sinks and hot air rises. As the ground bakes in the sun, the air right above it heats up and starts to rise. And as it gets higher, it experiences a decrease in pressure that allows it to expand and lose heat. And the more air expands, the colder it becomes. The exception to this is if the air contains a lot of moisture. In this case, all that cooling will result in condensation and cloud formation, a process that gives off heat and prevents the air from cooling as quickly.
That's all well and good, but you're forgetting about the effect of direct sunlight.
I am?
You're forgetting that the temperature on top of a mountain also depends on the way sunlight hits the mountain. If the mountain you're on slopes away from the sun, the air directly above its surface can become relatively cold and drain into the valley below, cooling it off as well. Also, low-lying clouds can block the sun from reaching the valley bottom and heating it up, and that's what's happening today.
In that case, I think I'll stay up here and ski. Now, where are my goggles?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That web address again is amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.